The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 390. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going? We are getting close to that big number.
400. All right, we got Carlos Romero in the house.
Yo, 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 what's going on?
Adam Vail.
What's going on, Ethan?
Brett Murdoch.
What up, people?
And joining us once again, Mr. Brian Manjoma. Oh. Brian's not here. He's here, but he's not here.
It's a lie. He's not here.
I'm still a little hungover from the Jubilee.
That's why I wasn't here for two shows. All right, he'll show up when he shows up, you know. Hope everybody's doing good. Oh, there you are, Brian. What's up, man?
Nothing much. Just enjoying life.
Hey, there you go. All right, no Chris action. I think he had a deadline too or something. So
yeah, he's rocking that deadline style.
Yeah, man. Got to make that bread, you know. Yo. Crazy. You know? I don't really have anything to say. I guess we'll just jump into it. Another dry-ass week. You know, that's how the summers get. The thing is, this has been a dry-ass year, if you think about it. It's been a dry generation, right, Carlos? Fuck.
Nah, it's not dry. You know, we got Sonic. We got Ninja Turtles. You know, all the shit from, years ago coming back. You know, yeah. to show these new guys how it's done, because apparently these guys can't launch any games.
Oh. Yeah, when you don't have new games, you just, you know, re-release
remake old them.
Ones. Yeah, re-release remake
or remake, re-release or make a sequel to old ones.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of confusion, too, when I was telling people about the Turtle games. Like, oh, yeah, I played all those old games. It's not that one. Oh, what do you mean it's not that one? Because
it's the other one. What you mean the other one?
Like, what do you mean it's the Shredder one? What do you mean? I look old to me. I was like, it's in that style, but it's not the old one. Nah, man, I saw that Sony show. It's the old one. Like, oh, Lord. Yeah.
Be like, no, you look old to me.
Right. Your mama's old.
Your mama's old. Bring back your mama jokes, man.
I mean, but no teeth. That's why they call her Gumby.
But that's. I mean, that's an interesting point, though. Like, someone sees, you know, a newer generation, or someone that used to game in the 90s and stopped gaming and saw video clips of Sonic Mania and Shredders. It's like they think it's like, what, are these getting remade from the 90s? Or because they look, you know, that's what they look. But I guess, I don't know, should we even consider an aesthetic, or is that just a game type now? That's weird.
I could see them looking right at some random dude hasn't played games since that time period. Says, let me see what's up. Yeah. Oh, I'm not missing much. All right.
Boom. It's the same shit.
Shit hasn't really changed.
Man. That's crazy. All right, man. So let's get into it. So the let's start off with something fun here. Adam, we were just talking about this before the show started. Xbox controller shortage. Now, here's what's interesting about this, right? Remember, Xbox for years has been getting made fun of because they released too many controllers. Now, they ain't got so much, man.
What's the real fact, though? Because I just went on the site because I was fiddling with my phone now.
Yeah.
And it's still saying within a week order if you go to the design lab. So it's not a shortage of actually from the manufacturer that they have out in China. Is it just retailers are having, like, you know what I mean, certain models? Like, is it just if you want the base Xbox controller, the black one or that blue one that you got, that Sonic one? Is that what's in shortage?
Yeah. So I'm just going to read what it says here. Yeah, this is from Video Game Chronicles. And this is a statement directly from Microsoft, right? So this is not a rumor. This is Microsoft confirmed this is true.
All right.
They go, we know it might be hard finding Xbox wireless controllers right now due to supply the disruptions. We're working as fast as possible with our manufacturing and retail partners to improve this. Please check with your local retailers for availability. That's all Microsoft had to say about that.
So that sounds like it's their base one that they sell, that black one, default one.
I'm reading this off. Yeah, go ahead.
One thing to know is that there has been a huge delay on a bunch of stuff. Like, a lot of things have been pushed back you know, to like, you know, a few months. So
yeah, it's everything. Yeah. I mean, you know, Adam, I don't know if you want to talk too much about, but your Raspberry Pi, you're trying to get a Raspberry Pi, it's $100, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people that watch the show know I usually have that one on in the back. That's the arcade.
Yeah.
And, you know, long story short, Cap pulled a wire out and it ripped the entire micro USB socket, the power socket. So it's right off the board. So the board is dead under there. So I said, no biggie. It's a $34 fix. So I figured go on Amazon, take a look. $150, $200 just for a Raspberry Pi 3B Plus. That's the old one. That's not even a 4. And I just can't believe it. Yes. So I was like, well, I'll just wait. But yeah,
it's the supply shortage. And again, you know, shout out to Paris Lilly, our boy. He was talking about how he told me how he sold. Actually, no, he tweeted it too. He sold his old Audi for almost the same price that he bought it for 3 years ago because you can't get new cars now. They're hard to get because of the chip shortage, you know? So like,
yeah, used car prices are inflated.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Because think about it, like, things always go down in value. Cars never go up. And, you know, some do vintage cars, obviously. But like a regular consumer car, they usually go down in price, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah. Now you can't get a cheap hoopty right now. Because,
yeah, you can, again, yeah.
Because everybody wants a car.
Yeah. So the hoopty will, you know, fetch you a lot.
My friend sold his old hoopty. He literally sold it for pretty much what he bought his hoopty for.
It's fucking crazy.
And it wasn't even in amazing condition. So there you go.
Yeah, exactly. But real quick to this thing, and I'm reading this off of IGN. As noted in the VGC report, multiple retailers across a variety of regions are currently completely sold out of official Xbox wireless controllers. The situation seems prevalent across Europe with Xbox owners on Reset Era, fuck that place, reporting that controllers are tough to come across in France, the Netherlands, Germany, and the UK. Australian fans also seem to be having problems, while in the U.S., only pre-owned controllers can be found on Amazon, U.S., and GameStop. So this shit is global, you know? Amazon UK currently has stock of the standard carbon black controller, but no other options are available. Over on the UK Microsoft Store, all colors are out of stock.
See, yeah, so that's what it is. So, I mean, if anyone's listening, I mean, you can go to Design Labs, and it takes a week. So if you want to go through that method, but if you want, I guess, the stock one, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I had to confirm this writer because he wrote colors funny. He's from the UK. All right.
You put the U.
I'm like, hold on, bro. Whoa. What is this? You know? But yeah, and then obviously you couple this with the console shortages. It's just the chip shortage is fucking everything up right now, you know? So you better hope your electronics last.
And a bunch of shipping shortages.
Shipping
problems too, you know? So it's still, we're not out of this shit yet, so.
I was talking to Adam about this before the show. This is not game related, but, you know, it kind of is because everything's affected. Like, is it too early? Because I was having this thought earlier this week. Is it too early to just write this decade off? Like, this decade, I don't know if it's going to get any better. This decade sucks so far, you know? Like, the 2020s, like, the forgotten decade, you know? For everything,
it's definitely a decade.
Yeah, it is definitely a decade. Yes.
I mean, it's like we started off the year. You know, obviously there's everything besides gaming was shit. And when it came to gaming, it all affected it, and the delays and the botched releases and the consoles shortages. Everything. It's just it all piled up, and you know, we're still waiting. You know, this is the running theme here, the running joke. It's like we're waiting for that levee to break. We're still waiting.
The whole industry has become like Xbox fans waiting. You know, it's like every year. Next year is coming. Now that's the whole industry. Oh, next year. You know,
shit has never been the same since Michael Jackson died. Everything went to shit.
Yeah, it's funny you say.
Okay, it's Harambe, man. After Harambe, it's all been done.
You know, I actually tweeted that a while ago. It's like, ever since I fucking monkey died, man, you know, and I was a gorilla, I know that. But yeah, it's like, bro, things have just gone to shit. Actually, no, I'm taking it back. This is for my Hispanic people, man. Ever since Sabado Gigante went off the air, I'm telling you, this is down.
That's that's undeniably a fact.
Yeah, the world needs Don Francisco, you know? It's like,
wait, so do they have anything replacing that?
No, nothing. They just had a bunch of random bullshit, you know?
They're showing reruns of Guadalupe.
ever since we need his psychic powers, man.
That's crazy.
Oh, you're talking about what's his name?
Mercado.
Mercado. Ever since he died, man, the world has not been the same.
Captain Creepo, yo, the dude was like, put your hand on TV. Do you feel that? Oh, yeah, I feel it. I'm like, that's a static electricity from your CRT team. Fucking monitor, what are you doing?
Yeah, homeboy had powers.
Yeah, he did have powers.
He had the glow.
He had the glow. Yo, man.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, you can't even trust release dates anymore. That's something that's kind of exclusive now to this generation.
Release these nuts. When I know. I'm telling you.
Show was crazy because remember, there was always the golden rule that when a game went gold, it was coming, right? Cyberpunk changed all that shit. That motherfucker went gold and they still delayed it.
Yeah.
But you know? And then look what happened with that game, you know? Damn.
Oh, see, here's the thing. It went gold. That meant that they were printing them. But they delayed it so that they could make a stupid-ass patch for it.
Yeah, Jesus, man. And then that still didn't work either.
I keep meaning to go back because that patch, the last one they did, apparently fixed a lot of the issues. So I was like, I'll go back. Oh, it's in my backlog. I'm still playing old-ass shit. Did I tell you I went back to Ghost Recon? Me and that crew that we did.
Oh, you did? Oh, shit.
I convinced them, so now I'm trying to see if I can do that whole thing again. Something wrong with me.
Yeah, for real, man. You already got the platinum. You're done. I know.
I'm double, triple dipping on. You would think I have no time. I have wife, kids, cat, and squirrels. I got a deer in the backyard now.
Oh, man. Squirrels are the worst, man.
They love chewing on cables and shit, you know?
Yeah. They chew on cables. They run around on your roofs and make noises and shit. Nah, fuck that.
Fuck that. All right, man. So anything else you guys want to say about the Xbox controller shortage?
Too bad they can't make PlayStation controllers work on it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I was going to say the pony's going to come in. There ain't no shortage on no dual senses.
Because
my console's better than yours.
If people have their old one, it still works. You can use your Xbox One controllers on a Series X.
Yo, and but it ain't got no share button.
Well, no share buttons, but yeah, you got to go through the menu and do that whole shit. But
with micro USB, you know, you got to use that bullshit.
With the place recently, because we were playing the Turtles, right? So my kids and Turtles. The Turtles. So the whole big thing to do. But anyway, I was playing on the PS5F, and I only have two controllers. And my kids are like, oh, I want to play. I need an extra one. I was like, you know what? Let me grab one of the PS4 ones. And sure enough, it worked just fine. And if the game and that game is just a PS4, four game, it's not a PS5 game.
Yeah.
So as long as it's a PS4 game, any of your PS4 controllers will work just fine on PS5.
Yeah. And there's only like what, five PS5 controllers?
So I was like, oh, that's cool. So we just charged it up and then we were off to the races. I was like, oh shit, if that's the case, get all your friends. We could do a whole 6-man group here because, you know, we got all the, I have a shitload of PS4 controllers.
Wild, man.
You can't do six on the PS4. Four or five. You can't do six players locally.
That's right. It's four local and six for online. I could never get
four local, six online, or four local and the last two online.
Tried that, and they could only get four max for some reason. I tried on the Xbox also, because you can do cross play. There's a button that to check to enable cross platform. And I sat, I created my own lobby, I waited, then I said, fuck it, let me just play. Start from four, went to three, then just me and one other dude, and we did a high five, signaling, all right, we're going to do this the whole way. And we just did it. We ran through the whole thing and we beat it. But I was upset because I wanted to see the chaos of six characters on screen.
Yeah.
And I never got to that. Did you, were you able to do that?
Only three.
Yeah, I got six players online. Yeah.
Yeah, because I only played it during, you know, before the game actually came out.
So, yeah.
You know, these motherfucking journalists don't play online. Yeah, so it was just me and two of my homies. But yeah, let's move on, man. I wish Chris was here because he's the one that has, like, you know, a lot of vitriol for this man. No surprise here. Bobby Kotick will stay as on the board of directors of Activision. After all that shit, you know.
You know what they did, though.
Window seat.
Because... yeah, they gave him the window seat because they don't want to pay him when they get rid of him.
Yeah, that is true.
So you give him a seat that, you know, he's still making whatever salary he's going to be making. You know, he obviously can't make any sort of decisions, but as long as his contract is still alive, you know, they're just going to wait him out. And if he gets bored and moves on, he'll just leave.
I figured that the whole plan was he'll be out once they finalize the deal. Like right now, it's still not finalized.
Yeah, it's still not finalized.
You,
yeah.
Yeah. Once it's all said and done, and they're like, "All right, now we get to renegotiate all the contracts because it's under new management. You go upstairs. You pack your shit. Yeah, out. You know." Then that's when I don't
yeah, but don't they have to pay him like $300 million?
Oh yeah, he gets a huge parachute. Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is that I don't think that they want to pay that. At least those guys don't want to pay it. So they're just going to sit him there, you know, give him a window seat, and then, you know, he still has his parachute as long as, and there's, you know, hasn't been any sort of, I don't know, convictions or whatever that has that comes along with it. So they can't get rid of him.
Yeah, because nothing's gone to court yet or anything, you know?
Yeah, nothing has actually gotten to court. All it is just, what do you call it, you know, frontward-facing stuff. You know, and
I mean, the one thing that he did have an issue, and that's when he paid out the one that he threatened the employee over the phone. He was gonna kill. He paid her. He gave her some, you know, money. And said, "I'm sorry, my bad. Here, take this check."
So yeah, well, apparently, he paid off a bunch of women. You know,
there you go.
Yeah, he paid off a bunch of people and gave them a good old fashioned non disclosure agreements.
Nice, like Vince McMahon. Awesome.
Pretty much like Vince McMahon. So you know, it's those sorts of situations. So and. The problem, the thing, again, it's nobody's taking anybody to court as of yet, but the thing is that having him on top as the CEO, even at this point in time, is very bad, a very bad visual, and it can affect their sales and stuff. So get him off the stage, sit him in the back, have somebody else there, and then, you know, once this acquisition goes through, then, you know, they'll see what happens from there. Maybe Microsoft wants to drop him, or they keep him around.
They got to get rid of him.
Yeah, the optics just look bad with that guy, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll put somebody else in. I mean, Uncle Phil can't do everything. They'll have to find somebody to fill that seat.
Yep.
Yeah, one thing, I got to read this one passage. This is from GameStop. This was, I didn't realize I had this many shareholders. According to a document filed on June 21st, nearly 534 million shareholders voted in favor of the proposed board of directors, while only 62.5 million opposed the motion and 2.2 million abstained. Suffice to say, the proposed item passed easily. Damn, I didn't realize they had that many shareholders. That's crazy. So, and the thing is, like, the shareholders, I don't even think they're paying attention to this shit. You know, they're like, hey, that guy's done good. Keep him, you know?
Well, no, they all had to agree for the deal to get sold to Microsoft. So they're paying attention because that was the whole
issue. Yeah, that is true, yeah.
They were losing some shares and they had the bad press. And they're like, wait a minute, people talking about boycotting our games. Don't we make that but a Call of Duty game? Yeah. We have to make them happy. What can we do? And then that's it. Put it up for sale. Yeah. It's in the dollar bin.
That shit is crazy. So we'll see what happens with Mr. Kotick once the deal you know, goes through. But yeah, I think they're going to have to get rid of him eventually because
it's just
a bad look.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. All right, man. Moving on here. Okay, so I just learned about this, like, literally tonight. So we got to talk about this story. What is going on here? Square Enix plans to create, quote-unquote, story-focused NFTs. What in the fuck? So let me... What? Let me read this shit. Because I don't even know about it. Okay. Square Enix has shared information about the future plans for the company, which includes the creation of, quote-unquote, story-focused NFTs. This information appeared during the Square Enix shareholders 2020 meeting report. The report also revealed that the extent of the financial success of Final Fantasy 14. Beyond that, it included a look at how the company's mobile market is faring or whatever. Okay, because remember how this year started? Literally on January 1st, they were like, oh yeah, we're going to invest more into NFTs, right? That's what Square Enix said. And then afterwards, they sold off all of their biggest Western developers, Western studios. Not all of them, just the big ones, Crystal Dynamics and Eidos and all that. And apparently at that time, they said it was because they wanted to invest more in NFTs, right? But then they kind of walked it back a little bit. It's like, no, that money's going to be used to develop new games or whatever. But now we're hearing this shit. It's like, okay, it seems like they're still into this NFT bullshit, you know? Okay,
go ahead. They're like, oh yeah, we don't want to invest in any sort of development of games, but we'll just do these lousy things, you know, to get money. Silly.
I just don't understand. Like, this makes no sense. This shows the world's gone to shit when people are like, well, I want to buy these images that I don't really own that I could just take a screenshot of. Fuck, how much do I have to give them? Where's my wallet?
Again, you know, not to go down the whole rabbit hole again of NFTs, but it's like, it feeds on human greed. That's what all this is doing. And, you know, we're living in like all these uncertain times, and people want some kind of thing to latch onto. So they're seeing this shit in crypto and all that. They're like, oh, that's it. That's how I make my money. You know, again, I don't have a problem with the technology. I have a problem with the way it feeds on human greed. That's always been my main thing, you know. And, you know, these fucking companies like Square Enix, they see that this is in the news. So they think, oh, shit. This is how we're going to make more money, because they obviously see the stories of these fucking idiots buying these things for exorbitant prices. You know, I've read multiple stories about how the people who are buying these things are like, they're few and far between, and they're just sharing them amongst each other, you know.
And not to mention it's mostly only the rich that really make out of it, because exactly. The only reason why any of this stuff becomes worth anything is if you have more people investing in it.
Yeah.
Remember, Ubisoft was in the front line for all that, and they sort of went silent.
They had to after the community came after them, rightfully. Here's the thing. The gaming community is mostly trash these days. Let's just be real here. But that was one of the few times where it actually did something good. You know, and I hope they push back against this nonsense. We don't need NFTs in fucking gaming. You know,
Ubisoft had some big cojones because they were like, yo, we're going to release NFTs to you. That butter game Breakpoint. You know you want that one. Yes. You didn't even really fix that shit. Now you're going to sell images that do nothing.
It makes no sense. And then I saw something earlier about Halo Infinite adding some kind of NFTs or something. What are we doing here? No, you know?
I can't.
Okay, here it is. It's not NFTs, but it's microtransactions. NFTs are just like a worse version of microtransactions.
They're the worst. You know? Do absolutely nothing. At least with the other ones, you could probably use them, a car or some bullshit, you know, weapon. Like an NFT, it's what can you do with that? Make a screenshot of your phone? Nothing.
Yeah, you can't do anything with it, you know? So obviously, you know, the other big thing from this report is that Final Fantasy 14 accounted for 56% of the company's revenue. Think about that. You know, the game is huge, you know? I think we had a discussion about that a couple of weeks ago about how, like, hey, Brett, wasn't it you that you didn't think the game was that big for Square Enix?
Maybe.
Yeah, but yeah, 56%, that's a lot. That's a lot, you know? I didn't even realize it was that big. I thought it was like maybe 33% or something, you know? What game are we talking? Final Fantasy 14, the online game.
Oh, no. That thing is fucking a huge percent of there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm actually the person that constantly sees this shit and be like, you don't understand like how much money they're making on Final Fantasy. Like, do you have any idea how much money Bethesda makes off of Elder Scrolls?
Online, hell yeah, they make a lot of money off that shit.
It's fucking disgusting.
Yeah. And this is why companies want to jump into this shit, you know? But at least with this, it's like, okay, an MMO, cool, I get that. But the NFT shit, I don't know about all that, man. You know?
The MMO scene is like, honestly, one of the most predatory things. Like, here's the weird thing. Back in the day when you had like Warcraft and everything like that, all this stuff had a subscription, right? And then we kind of started having the problem with, you know, that we're now seeing with a lot of streaming services, be like, well, people are like, well, I don't want to have an Xbox Live and a PlayStation and, you know, a Warcraft, this other thing, you know, people started bitching about it. So the free-to-play models started coming in. They started cutting into the market share. But when the free-to-play models came in, they ruined everything. They put all the good cosmetics behind a paywall. They turned you essentially into the turned you into the service so that other players who are paying could have fun. And it's gone downhill. So the most of the predatory microtransactions that we've seen kind of originated in MMOs. So it's kind of counterintuitive to what you think. You'd think that like, oh man, like free is going to be much better for the consumer, but it's not. Everybody is now in this weird place in MMOs where they're waiting for the storied return of a monthly subscription game. Like, just pay us, just charge us $15 a month, goddammit.
Wow. That's how you know things are bad.
But just pay for the game outright, just outright price.
Oh, no. No, it's both, Adam. It's both. With Warcraft, you paid $60, you got a free month, then you had to pay every month after that.
Yeah. Final Fantasy 14.
Do it all again.
Yeah, Final Fantasy 14 is a paid game too, isn't it?
Like
initially, right? You have to buy the game initially.
Yeah, and I think you may have to subscribe for or get a subscription if you want to do certain things. But like their free trial, I want to say like I think their level cap is 80, and I want to say you can get not one but like 9 different class, or you get one character in like 9 different classes to like level 60 before you even have to pay for the game.
Oh, okay.
So it's got a huge free kind of intro, but I think at the back end of it, it is subscription based. I could be wrong, but I believe that's
the truth. No, but you see all the people bitching about the Diablo Immortal, that whole thing. And it's like, look at all this stuff I have to buy. They microchip. It's like, well, you knew it's going to be free. This is how they're going to make their money. So if they just released a build that maybe didn't have everything, but most of it, and says, here, $30, right? Now you own this. We're not going to bombard you a lot of the stuff that you would probably pay for. But apparently people are bitching and buying. They said they made a shitload of money already, so it's working. It's definitely working.
I mean, it depends. Like, I think it goes back to I don't think goodwill is viewed as a commodity in this industry, but it should. People will pay for it because they want that Diablo experience, but are they going to resent you for it? Yeah, absolutely. We don't forget that kind of shit. I still haven't forgotten about fucking horse armor. Looking at you.
Well, now we're gonna get horse armor NFTs. Don't be surprised.
You got the platinum in Valhalla, right?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Did horse armor actually do anything for the horse? Because I would put it on. I'm like, I don't think it's doing shit.
No, it doesn't do shit. Right? It's all cosmetic. It's all cosmetic.
You know what's ironic, Tony? Is I can see NFTs, like the technology being used in a good way. If you were like really opening up user created content. Know what I mean? Like, if I wanted to make a specific horse armor, and that horse armor was one that I could then transfer to somebody else, and that'd be the end of it, cool. I can understand that.
Yeah, but that's not what's happening. It's like, oh, if you buy this horse armor, it may appreciate in value, so get it now. And then it's like, yeah, but there's like 50 million other dudes with horse armors too, you know? It's insane. This whole thing is just a fucking scam, you know? But we're not going to get into that. get into that again. All right, moving on. Let's talk about some more bullshit. So Sonic Origins is out, and apparently they changed the music for Sonic 3.
That's actually not a new thing. That music is actually the beta music from the original version of Sonic 3.
Yeah, but that's where the controversy comes. Apparently, they rearranged that music, and people are like, yo, the original beta shit is better than this remix shit.
Yeah, so, the reason, obviously the reasoning why is because of the connection to Michael
Jackson.
Supposed
connection, you know.
No, it's either Michael Jackson or it's the guy who used to make Michael Jackson's music.
Yeah, but again, we just want to say supposed because this hasn't actually been 100% confirmed yet.
It hasn't been said, but that's what that guy said.
Yeah, no, I think it's because of Michael Jackson music, but it's just, just for the sake of clarity here, we just want to say supposed.
I told you shit hasn't been the same since he died.
So now people are like, yo, I'm going to get this on PC and go wait for the modders to put the original music, because the original game is delisted off of Steam, Sonic 3. Mm-hmm. You can't get any of those games now. So that's pretty fucked up. And also, I am going to review the game, but I haven't had time to play yet. I know they made some other changes that people aren't happy with. They removed things from previous collections, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. But I know this one has been kind of redone in the way Sonic CD was before, right?
Well, what it is, it's the same. It's pretty much the Sonic CD that they did and the Sonic 1, 2, and 3 that they did for mobile using that same engine.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much all that previous work that he did, put back in, put into one packet.
Yeah, but yeah.
There's also two versions of the game where you can play the game in full classic mode, or you can play the game with like a connected storyline with new cinematics.
Yeah, I heard about that, yeah.
And yeah, so in other words, you don't die, you don't, lives aren't a thing. In that mode, it's pretty much a modern version of, but you can also go back and play everything like the way it used to be.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, kind of crazy about the music. You know, that's gonna feel weird playing it. With,
I mean,
with, you know,
it's like, you know,
Sonic 3 has some good music.
Well, not it's only about like 3 or 4 songs.
Yeah, it's a little three or four too many, as far as I'm concerned. You know,
well, again, like, you know, dude, it has to do with licensing.
Yeah, it does.
You know, if you know, there's a obviously they haven't gone into detail, and maybe that's also part of it too, because maybe that's also the contract that they signed with Michael Jackson in general. That, you know, the what was said is that he was very unhappy with the way the music sounded in the game, so he wanted his name to be removed. So, yeah, but again, like. Too. But then there's also the other part of it is that also there's more than one thing that was also taken from other, you know, there's another thing that also belonged to another, the guy who used to do Michael Jackson's music. You know, it could be a connection to him having to do with it. But it's obvious that those samples and things are just sort of samples that he's used, you know.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Just Segafied. But, you know, again, like it's either one of two things. It's either, you know, pay off the Jackson estate, or pay off, you know, the dude who did the guys to did the music so that you get the thing back in there. But then how does that work?
Yeah.
You know?
So this is something, this is what Sega said. We can't use all of the original sounds from Sonic 3 and Knuckles. Jun Senoue has been working really hard to adapt the original music that was composed in 1983 are for Origins, right? So that, yeah, that's what they're working with the original music. That's been around for a while, you know.
Those versions of the songs have been in multiple previous versions of it.
Prototype tracks, they called, yeah.
Yeah, the prototype tracks. Those prototype tracks were also in a PC version of the game too. Yeah. So they're not like so far off the map that, you know, they're still in the same family as a lot of the music is. It's just that what they weren't used.
Yeah. So it's like two things. Like, one, the original music is gone, and then apparently these remixes are worse than like the unused tracks, you know.
Who knows? Interesting. I mean, to be honest, this is how we're going to get it. That's just the way it is. None of this stuff is going to change it. So, I mean, we should just be happy that we are getting a fucking Sonic 3 in general on any of this stuff, because that game hadn't been re-released in years.
Yeah, the last collection didn't have it. That's right.
No, the Sonic collection that came out on the consoles,
yeah,
you know, that didn't have it.
The last one, because I remember the one on PS3 did have it, you know. And Steam had it until they pulled it, you know, which is bullshit. So here, go ahead, Brett.
I guess my question is, like, I'm assuming the perfect answer here would be, like, just they would have preferred it just didn't change. So my question is, like, why did it change?
It's either because of licensing or a bunch of other things. It's obvious it's a tangled web that Sega did not want to deal with.
Yeah, well, and that kind of leads me to the part B of this question. This is just honestly for my own curiosity. Like, how does this licensing work exactly? Like, if
well, they
if
haven't.
You,
well, hold they on. Haven't.
Let him finish. Go ahead, Brett.
If you license music for the game, shouldn't that be in all future iterations of the game?
No.
Like,
no.
Should it be licensed for that?
No. Whenever anything gets re-released or anything like that, and the music is in the game, especially with the contract, that means a royalty needs to be paid. So any single time that a Halo 1 gets re-released, if they hired out a separate composer to do that music, he will get paid every single time that that game gets re-released.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's
no,
just
I
the
mean,
way.
But with this situation, it's either
one of two things. They probably don't want to put. They may not want to pay the Michael Jackson estate or that original the other composer guy for the music that they had created for the game. So
Marty
they'd
O'Donnell.
Much rather just. Yeah,
it's an issue.
Huh?
It's an issue of money, not an issue of they can't get. Like, because that's one thing I never understood.
It could be both because we don't know the details of the contract that Michael Jackson or what information needs to be could be shared with it. So I feel like, in general, rather than having to untangle this web of confusion, they just said, you know what, let's just drop in the music from the original. You know, jazz it up a little bit or whatever they did to it, and then just call it a day. Because sometimes this shit is a lot more trouble than what it's worth, especially with the especially music rights and shit like that. Yeah. It's crazy.
We had it with Alan Wake. Remember when that got pulled down for a while? And people were like, what the hell happened? It was like one song. They had some issue with the artist and had to work out a new deal. And because of that, they had to pull the game from all the digital stores.
Yeah, they had a certain time that they could use the music or something like that. So they
had to renew the contract with them. They had to get a new contract.
Yeah, and they had to pull it.
Mm-hmm. That was another issue with the Tony Hawk. And people were like, oh, why can't we get the Tony Hawk on all the other platforms? Because they had to track down the groups and labels. Yeah. And some of them weren't around. That's why they redid the whole thing.
The other thing is, there's also tracks from Tony Hawk that are missing. Because the groups weren't together anymore.
The labels aren't together, or the
licensing fee was too high.
Yeah, that's it.
Sometimes some of the groups might have been like, at the time, they were not so big, but then they hit huge. So then that means that they need to essentially renegotiate a contract for essentially what is considered a new game.
When they did that documentary, they were talking about it, and they said some of the artists, they didn't even know who wrote it, because they were like, all right, we found the members of the group, and we still wanted this song, but then they couldn't find proper documentation. Everybody said, oh, I own it. Well, we need proper documentation so that we know we're giving the royalties to the correct person, and they couldn't find it, and just for that reason, no, we can't add the song.
Again, music rights are a crazy, tangled web, so... Rather than untangle that all of those rights and all their stuff, Sega just said, you know what? Let's just put it all the old stuff back in there and then just call it a day. In the end, you still get to play the game. Unfortunately, it may not sound the way you remember it.
I wonder, because I have Rock Band. That was the last one. It was a Rock Band. And I wonder if that was the whole thing where they had a bunch of music and packs and stuff. I wonder if they removed any of those because of the time. How many years it's been out already? And if it works on the Series X, or was that tied those deals to just the Xbox One, or I think it was on PlayStation?
They may be a situation where they have a certain amount of time that they can license the music, and you can essentially rebuy it again. So like Dragon Force and all those songs that were in there. Yeah. Oh, was that?
That was my server thing. I was rebooting to the update.
Mm.
Here's a conversation I was having my friend Jeffrey about this. How come we don't generally hear about this? I'm pretty sure there's examples. We don't generally hear this happening with movies.
Actually, it does happen. There is a couple of situations where there's this band called Goblin. You know those guys.
Yeah. I'm talking about in general. I'm not talking about outliers. I'm talking about in general. You don't hear this as much with movies as you do with video games. Why is that?
Oh, because in general, video games is also a smaller industry than the movie industry, and they also, the game industry is notoriously bad with contracts.
That makes more sense to me. Yeah.
And I feel like a lot. I've worked at some studios that have really bad. They had a legacy, and there's a lot of bad contract work, or they couldn't find contracts, especially with Japanese studios like Sega. They had a branch in America, but then, at some point they sort of moved things around. All those contracts get, get lost. This is not fully related, but okay. So there's the situation with Miss Pac-Man. Now, Miss Pac-Man is not owned by Namco. Miss Pac-Man was created by this other company. And Namco, every single time that they release it, they have to pay them a royalty. But the only way they got their money for all this stuff is because Namco forgot that all those people have gone, and they didn't have the contract, so they had to resend their contract and then take them to court. So that's the sort of situation where you might be dealing with. There's a good chance that Sega may not have all of their contract work in order, and rather than try to untangle all this stuff, then just drop in a new one.
Yeah.
And also, it does happen in movies. It just doesn't happen with very many big movies, but it does happen to a lot of like independent movies or foreign movies. Again, like I said, there's a band Goblin. They've did a bunch of movies, a bunch of Italian movies. They have to get a royalty for every single time. But what happens is that sometimes the royalties are too expensive whenever they do the re-release. And sometimes they have to essentially replace the soundtrack.
Yeah.
With something else.
Because that's the thing. That's the kind of thing we concluded. It's like Hollywood just has more money to spend on this stuff. Because I've never heard of a case, I'm talking about for movies I've seen, where I'm like, oh shit, they changed the soundtrack. Like all those artists or whatever, I guess, or whoever owns those music still gets paid or whatever. Like if I'm seeing Terminator, I still have the same old 80s music and stuff. Also, you know,
a lot of them also own or have stocks within other departments. Yeah. Like Warner Brothers, they make movies and they also have Warner Brothers music. So then all the other smaller labels are linked, and if some of them fall under there, then it's like, oh, it's easy. We already own it. I mean, that was the thing with...
Yeah, it's like you're watching Die Hard. Oh, they changed the music in this. Like, you don't hear about shit like that, you know? It's interesting. But with games, you hear it all the time, you know?
Because they don't shine me. It's tied to platforms. It's always that type of thing. It's like, oh, yeah, we agreed to this.
Yeah.
Now you got a new one, which means that's a new product. So now we got to work.
See, and that's where I think
this is also a thing that happens with voice work too. You know, if they have, especially if it's a Screen Actors Guild thing, they need to, you know, especially when way contracts are written. Again, like what Adam said, it could be like, okay, this is a one-time use, right? Any, you know, for this version of it, we can't do anything beyond this. So you have to renegotiate if it's like put onto another console or another platform.
Yeah.
It just depends on how the contracts are written.
Brett, what were you going to say?
It's kind of unique to the video game industry where every iteration is considered like a new release. You know what I mean? Like, if they have Die Hard on VHS, I don't think they have to renegotiate a contract to put it on Blu-ray, do they?
No, well, that's usually covered within, you know, this within the Screen Actors Guild contract work. So in other words, just like, okay, you get this amount of time from home release, you get this one from syndication, but every single iteration that it's been put out again, the actors and the director and all the employee, the people that worked on it, get a percentage off of whatever it may.
Interesting. All right, man. Moving on here. All right, so Adam, I threw this one here for you, man.
Oh shit.
So your boy, Yves Guillemot, from Ubisoft, he's taking a pay cut because apparently Ubisoft hasn't been doing very well lately.
Yeah. You know, and that just shows that he is dedicated for the company. You hear a lot of these big executives like, oh, I'm all about their company and I love it. And then it's like, but you got this big salary and you're firing all these people. Yeah, but you know, I'm special.
Yeah. You know, like Kotick, you know?
Exactly. Because remember, he was at the forefront making these videos, like they were talking about when that other group was trying to buy all the stocks and they were trying to do that corporate takeover. And he was like, hey, that's these other dudes. They're coming out there and they're buying all the stocks from shareholders so they can try to get a majority and then eventually own us. But he wanted to keep it in-house. And it worked out in their favor. They're still Ubisoft and all that. But, yeah, it hasn't been doing well because they've been putting all this money in these big open world experiences, even like Riders Republic. They had all these long-term plans. It didn't materialize. I reviewed that one. I was like, yeah, it feels all right, but it feels empty. But it's very much supposed to be about multiple seasons, sport world. It's got all this 64-player races, just the engagement's not. So we saw that. We got a Breakpoint that was a successor to Wildlands, which was a huge hit, and that didn't have the install base really going. Valhalla, it's still going, but it's long in the tooth, and a lot of people already got fatigued with, like, all right, we've done this, we so much can do in that world. And they had no showcase this year. That was the other big one. E3, all right, we're gonna have a showcase. No, remember they used to call them the forward events. No,
that's right. Forward. You'll be forward. That's right.
Yeah, there was nothing. Instead, they did like this, what is it, 20th anniversary or something like that. Some kind of celebration just to have something. But they didn't really show anything new that interested in. If anything, they announced delays because of more backlash. We had that other Ghost Recon, and everybody was excited when we first saw it at the last forward until we found out that it was a PvP game where it was more like the Dark Zone where it's first person, you're going around, you're stealing gear, whatever, calling for a helicopter extraction. And it was like, this is not what we wanted. This is not the Ghost Recon we wanted. And they had to go back to the drawing board. And then I think it's coming out, but they're dropping the Tom Clancy Recon name.
I heard about that.
Yeah, they're going to give it its own name because of the backlash. People are like, no, this is breaking away. He's just name dropping now. It's been rough. It's been rough.
And yeah, there's also this thing says here, also the whole sexual harassment thing that's been affecting them.
Throw that in, and then that's the big surprise, and that's my game, The Division, when they announced that they were putting new studios together to continue on for another year of content.
Yeah.
And I knew a lot of people that were playing, I thought it was finished. They said they were done. Was, they have nothing else. They have nothing else going on. There's still an install base here. And they're like, well, we got to hold on to something. So they went and grabbed a bunch of other studios that worked on bits and pieces of the game. And then they even asked other members of the team that already went up to other projects who wants to come back. And this isn't a rumor. They did a whole unofficial Ubisoft Twitch stream. They broke it down of that. This is not just an update that was coming for season 9. They're like, this is going all the way to year. To next year. They're like, we're back. We got new studios. We got people. This is it. We're going to keep going and supporting it. And people were baffled by it. Because then we also got which, again, another delay. No one knows. But it was a Heartland, another Division spinoff that was going to be free to play and all these other things. And it was a beta open, but then it closed real quick. And then no one's heard anything. So it's been rough. It's been rough. You know. And so, yeah, when I saw that, taking pay cut, I'm like, he's showing. Even if, who knows, it could be $5, you know, that he's like, it's something small, maybe, you know, maybe not $5, but it's probably, it could be something small, but still, it looks good to the perception of like, well, he kept the company, that money, this whether whatever amount he's getting cut can be put toward keeping a certain development or something, because, you know, he's getting big bucks, he's a big boss. So hopefully it works out, hopefully that's enough, and they can produce a big hit. If not, and people, and I saw nothing, and I'm ready, yeah, people don't know, they're like, well, maybe if they drop the Tom Clancy name, they own it. They own that.
They own it, yeah.
They're not paying anything. While the dude was still alive, they bought it outright. Yeah, his son is around doing stuff. But no, they own the rights, so there's no more royalty if they're paying out for things, which is why they attach it to fucking everything.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to pay. Yes, it.
They don't have to pay, so they could. They come up with another series. Just sprinkle the down and stamp that shit. All right, there we go. And we'll hope for the best, but it's been rough. And we know there's no Assassin's Creed coming, so it's more content for Paul. That's another thing, right? They got another piece of DLC coming. I
think that game's already too long, you know?
It's the install size is catching them to Call of Duty.
That's crazy. Yeah,
especially with the high texture, if you have a PS5
or something. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's getting up there.
Yeah,
so right. We'll see. Hopefully things work out.
Yeah, right. And the last story we have here. For the second time, the Xbox Series X/S has outsold the PS5 in Japan.
Dun, dun, dun.
Very interesting, you know. Obviously, they're not, you know, they're selling, you know, the numbers are so small, relatively speaking, but it still did it, you know. PS5 only sold 3,035 units, while Xbox sold 3,272. Just a little bit more, you know?
Yo, Japan's getting a little bit of that FOMO. They want to play some next-gen games. Maybe they don't like their games being censored. Who knows?
Oh, yeah, right, yeah, because Xbox, none of their shit is censored, unlike PlayStation, you know? So, yeah, and obviously...
Maybe,
go ahead.
Or maybe there was, like, 2,000-plus dedicated Kojima fans in Japan. Yeah, right.
But the thing is, they don't care about Kojima over there. That's the thing. You know, they don't care.
I mean, all you need is, like, 2,000s to move the scales.
Yeah, that is also true, scales. You know? Yeah, because Kojima's a bigger guy over here than he is in Japan, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Why do you only need 2,000? Are there, like, no PlayStations over there?
They sold 3,000 PlayStations, you know?
Yeah, they sold 3,000 PlayStations and 3,000 Xboxes. So, I mean, if normally it's, like, I'm just making up numbers, but if normally it's, like, 1,000 normally sales normal for Xbox, then all you need is, like, 2,000 dedicated Kojima fans to be like, all right, tipping
we
the scales.
It. We turned the tide.
Yeah, I remember last gen, like Xbox. I'm not even exaggerating. Sold like 100 in a week or something. Like it's bad, you know. So the fact that it's selling that much is good, but still, you know. But then again, it's like I wonder why they're buying it. Is it because like the console's smaller, the S specifically?
I mean, the S is smaller.
Yeah.
And it's probably readily more available.
Yeah, that is also true.
And there's also that, too.
It's smaller, available. Maybe it's the whole thing of the Game Pass and that whole thing of just playing all these games and not having to buy any of them and play over.
Is that available in Japan?
Yeah, I was going to say, do they have Game Pass in Japan?
It's all over the place. I mean, I see if you go to CD Keys, you could see versions to buy.
Interesting.
3-month pass from all over the place. So, yeah, I think that's everywhere.
Again, best deal in gaming, right? You know? Mm-hmm. So I don't really have anything. So I just find that very interesting. I wonder if it's going to happen again this year.
Who knows?
It's possible.
Well, if there's still like a shortage game of consoles, then probably so.
Yeah. There's,
there is a shortage of games.
Yeah, Brian, they got both of them. They're both in short supply, you know. Yeah. No, I think
Carlos, you were not were not that far off. It's 3,000 to 3,000.
Yeah, 3,000 to 3,000. Yeah.
Oh no! Wait! No, 3,000 units of Xbox Series S, 3,000 of Xbox Series S. By contrast, PS5 sold 2,300 units, with the digital only selling 604. So it's,
you mean the myth?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 644 of those.
Yeah, right.
So it looks like roughly 6,600 versus 3,000. So more than double, actually.
Yeah. Well, where are you getting those numbers from? Because I got different numbers here. I got.
They're reported by Famitsu for the week starting on June 13th and then June 19th.
June 13th. Okay, because the one I'm okay because this is right because I'm reading that too. It. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, I see. Xbox Series S sold 3,423. And PS5, the disc-based version, as you said, yeah, 2,371. So what's this earlier numbers they gave out? PS5 sold 3,035, and Xbox Series X sold 3,272. Okay, that's the Series X. Gotcha.
No, no, yeah, okay. The X sold 3,372. The S sold 3,423.
Yeah, oh, gotcha.
So combined in that week, they sold 66.
Yeah, you man, you right, man, you right.
There's 30,000 plus Kojima fans to see.
Yeah, so you were wrong. It's not 2,000, 3,000, all right? It's, get it right.
It's definitely 3,000.
So check this out. So back in May, as we reported, the Series S on its own beat the PS5 sales figures by 6,120 sales. Damn. PS5 getting clobbered in its homeland. You know,
yo, man, what's up with that? It had home field advantage.
Yeah, it did. You know,
well, they left that home field. Remember, they had to go North America.
So.
When you bounce going like that, you're gonna get the backlash from the locals.
Oh, and by the way, yeah, it is available in Japan, Game Pass.
Okay, yeah. There you go. Yeah, lots to choose from. You know,
I still like the idea that PS5 is too big, though.
Yes,
I just can't fit it in their small studios.
Or those like pod apartments that they have. You've seen those things? God. Fucking crazy.
That's real too. That's
it is.
Real.
Yeah, it's real. Yeah. Capsule apartments, I think they're called. Dragon Ball Z shit. You know? Crazy.
Like for the size of PS5, you could fit a whole table and a chair. And they're like, yo, we can't fit this. Sorry.
Yeah. All right, man. So that's the news right there. So what have we been playing lately? Adam, we'll start with you.
What I've been playing. I've been playing the Turtles game. I just finished the Quarry. That was good. Did on that. Waiting for the multiplayer mode that's coming out in July, which is interesting. I want to see if we could all play that maybe because it has like a spectator mode, but you all get to vote. It's a type of voting some for the decision. So we're watching one person play, and then when it's time to make a decision or go left or right, we all get to vote. And then whoever the highest vote is what eventually wins, and that's the decision that's made. So it sounds like it could be fun. I don't know if there's voice work over it or if it's just something we get to all watch when it's a button. That's supposed to come out in July, so playing some of that. Hopefully, Until Dawn. Supermassive games. Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah, it was good. It was good. David Arquette in it and a few other big names. What's his name? Raimi's brother. Sam Raimi's brother.
Yep, Ted Raimi.
So been playing that. Playing some more FIFA. Still doing my whole thing. Still playing WWE 2K22. They keep updating. It's good.
Did you make Cody Rhodes?
Of course. I had to make the Cody Rhodes.
Can you make Cody Rhodes have that horrible?
Oh, the neck tattoo?
Not the neck tattoo, but his whelp that he had on there where he pulled his friggin' neck.
Somebody did put a blemish. Yeah, there is one where you could put like a stain. Yeah, somebody did do it. So if you want that updated look, you can do it. And it says his name. So it's like, hey, Cody Rhodes comes down to the ring, the whole thing. And it's cool. All his moves are already in there because all that stuff, they just carry things over, especially since his brother was long ago. That's still been fun to play. And like I mentioned, went back with my crew that we've been playing all kinds of old games. I got another crew, guys, that from Brooklyn that I've been playing. I think I told you.
We're playing
Gears 4 Horde mode. Gears 4 Horde mode. And they're like, yo, since launch, we haven't beaten. And I'm like, that was like, 6 years ago or something like that. I mean, there's a whole other version. And they have Game Pass and everything. They're like, no, we got to finish this one first. So we've been doing
that. What I call dedication.
Yeah, so on Mondays, you would be getting in the 20s, trying to doing that. And then I have another crew of guys that were playing now, Ghost Recon Wildlands. You know, I got the Platinum PlayStation, but now we're the full 1K on the Xbox and doing that. And yeah, those are the games I've been playing.
Good stuff. Manny, you were playing anything?
I played through the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game.
Nice.
I got pretty close. I got a pretty good amount of trophies. I don't think I'm going to get the Platinum. The playing through arcade mode. You know, on the hardest mode, that's probably
no credit. Yeah, you can't even use a credit. That's gonna be
Gonna be crazy. But anyway, yeah, I have that. Or I mean, maybe you might be able to do it with multiple players if people just keep reviving you. I don't know.
Or you stay back. That's the only other way. Someone they would have to carry you. You know what I mean? Like if everybody jumps in and you just stay back and they do the same thing. There's a one for a trophy, not taking a hit against Super Shredder.
Mm. Oh wow!
I can see you doing that. He's kind of got an easy pattern.
He does have a pattern.
He has an easy pattern that you. And then there's locations on the map where the fire doesn't get you. So I can see that out. But yeah, it's a fun game. I might want to continue to like max out all the characters and see if I could do that.
There's one for that. Other thing, there's a trophy for that too.
Yeah, I know. And then I've been playing Guardians of the Galaxy. I managed to. Get a trophy that was that had a save file that was glitched. So there's this whole like in the game, you know, the way Guardians of the Galaxy works is that you see things in the environment and then, you know, like they call them like I guess they're guardian, the things they're like stuff that's connected to one of the guardians that are on the ship. So like you find this like let's say this piece of Groot that belonged to Deb that was part of the collector. You find the item in the environment in the main game, and then when you get back on the ship, the item appears on your ship, and you pick it up, and then you have a fun little conversation about the history of the character. And then there's also a nice little thing where there's callbacks to whenever you've talked about these things. So like, you know, if you talked about Rocket, about his time on when, you know, being like a weapon and stuff like that, and he made reference to this one character, you know, Quill will, you know, essentially mention that. Say, like, oh, you mean like this? And that's a connection to the whole thing. But anyway, you have, in order to get the thing, there's a trophy in the game where you have to get 60% of the compendium, which is the collectibles thing, it's, you know, items that you find in the game. You have to fill up that thing. I'm glad that they don't have it at 100%. Because it's kind of difficult to get it, and also it's really easy to glitch those What I mean by is like, okay, so you can't go back and, you know, like if you want to get stuff, you know, from previous chapters, you can go back in chapter select, but it doesn't save certain things. Whoa. And you can easily glitch it in the chapter select. It'll appear in your main game, but you got to make sure you go back to your main game and then it'll show
up.
So
yeah, it's up. There's only 60-some%. It's not 100. So could you just?
I fucked up at least two items because what happens is I opened those, you know, I essentially did those conversations in the chapter select mode, and being the chapter select doesn't save, it still triggered something. And then I wasn't able to you know, complete the list in my main game. So what I had to do was I had to delete the profile. So then it reset a bunch of the items, then recollect the ones that I had again. So I managed to do it.
Is that for all versions of the game on all platforms, or is that just on PlayStation?
Yes, it's the game. The game in general is sort of, there's a lot of issues with Guardians. As much as cool of a game as it is. It can get easily glitched and all kinds of other funky things. I've seen some weird, nothing on the level of Cyberpunk. Like the game is still playable, but like I've gotten quite a bit of soft locks in that game just from certain things, because I just did something at a point where I guess the developers didn't think so. But yeah, other than that, now all I need to do is just get the combat trophies. There's like at least 3 combat trophies in the game that I need to get, and then that's it. I can get the platinum for that game.
Nice. You still had to do the suit thing, right? Like to get all the suit. Does that Square Enix one count as one of the suits?
No, they don't count. And also, you eventually find all those when you beat the game.
Because I mean, when I beat it, I didn't find all of them, and I still didn't sync my Square Enix because I don't remember the password. So I was like, I got to redo that.
It doesn't. It doesn't count those. Like, okay. It doesn't count the Square, the special Square Enix ones. It's just all the ones that are in your in the game.
World.
You know, like in the main world of the game. And eventually, you get all those things. You get all those other suits, anyways. So.
Cool, Brett. Have you been playing anything lately?
Not especially. No.
All right, Brian. What about you?
Mostly the same things. Really haven't picked up anything new. I started Xenoblade Chronicles 2 the other day. By started, I mean I'm like an hour of the way through, so haven't even touched the game yet, per se. Still meaning to finish off Ghostwire Tokyo. It's just, I don't know, it's just a bit painful to get through because it just doesn't change much during like later games, so it's kind of like, eh. But yeah, that's mostly about it. Nothing much.
Yeah, Carlos?
Next question.
Yeah. yeah, I didn't play anything either. This week was MacBook week. You know, I did play Ninja Turtles last. Actually, I have been playing some games that have already been out, testing stuff, which I can't talk about. Hint, hint. Well, look out for next week, you know. I will say this because I saw some guys in the chat talk about digital games and physical games. So today I was in the office, right? And I was like, because we finally have a PS5 in the office, right? We were actually legit bringing our own PS5s at the, you know, before that. And I was like, hey, I need to load up some games on this. And one of my coworkers like, oh yeah, MLB The Show and Gran Turismo 7 are behind you. Just crack them open, you can play. And for like 5 seconds, I'm like, what the fuck did he just say? Behind me, crack open. It's like, Tony, physical games, they still exist. It's like, I'm like, what the? Like, I understand these words, but what you said doesn't make any sense to me. You know? And when I popped those discs in, or disc, I'm not playing MLB. I was like, damn, this shit.
Wait,
is
what
weird.
Was the second game?
Gran Turismo 7.
Oh, Gran Turismo.
So I was like, Gran Turismo 7. By the way, it even though it's on a disc, it still took an hour fucking put that shit into the game, into the console, you know.
Yeah,
it's like, come on, man, there's no, again, no point. It would have been faster if I would have downloaded the game. It would have been faster, you know. But anyway, yeah, when I popped that disc in, it sounded like a PS4. It's crazy, you know. But yeah, no games right now. I will be reviewing Sonic Origins, so be on the lookout for that. We didn't get the, you know, code in time, just being real. So you get it when you get it. Adam, you know how that goes.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you get that review when it comes.
Yeah,
but,
same here.
Yeah, he already know, man. But yeah, that's it for Throwdown. Again, another dry ass week, but the show must go on. And as Manny said, we are now 10 episodes away from the big episode 400. So I will be making calls. We will be getting some special guests in here, you know, so get ready for that, man.
We're gonna get Chris.
He's gonna be a special guest, you know.
Friday.
Capcom collection. I didn't volunteer to review that. I'm still salty at that collection. No, where the fuck is X-Men versus Street Fighter, man?
I feel like there's something else coming. I don't know. We'll see in the news.
Is it Walking Dead related? Yeah. Wait, what's up?
I'm probably gonna buy Capcom. Like, I'm a fucking idiot. You know, I'm complaining like a bitch. You know, but I'll buy it. I'm just not reviewing it though. You know, Walking Dead. What happened with? Oh, anyway, Adam, you plugging stuff? Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, if you want to catch up, we got I Am Negan. That's the TWD First podcast I do with Rich and Carlos, and to cover all things Walking Dead. But no, when it comes to that, though, there is for August. That's Tales of the Walking Dead. That's the Terry Crews one. And that's dropping in August. Yeah. So if you want to jump in with that, Carlos, because I know you only stick with Mothership, check that one out. You never know. Might be good. I don't know much about it. You know, they sent the screener. I haven't watched it because I was like, you know what? I want a surprise. I'll wait. So when Rich and everybody, we get together and see if it's any good. If then maybe, who knows? Maybe this will be a good spinoff.
I might watch the first episode. That's as much as I'm able to commit for this because,
okay. Right.
You know, World Beyond, you know,
that was
fear.
A letdown. And fear.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's
fear.
The thing. Fear. Fear reminds me of a fight when the fight starts and I'm like, yo, this is a banger. Look at them go at it. And then all of a sudden they start hugging for the last 5 rounds. And like, yo, what happened? And that's what it felt like. It was so bad toward the second half. First half, great. Took the break. And it's like they just scrapped everything and swinged it. It was so bad.
Damn. Right.
I do have a off-topic question if
sure.
we still want to vent a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm curious, Tony, did you watch the season finale?
I haven't even seen the last episode.
Order. You know,
I need to catch up.
That is a season finale.
I'm talking about like episode 5. After episode 4, I was like, you know,
I told you he's the weakest character in the universe.
I'll watch it. I've been busy. I haven't had time just for that shit.
The episode five is all right. Episode 6 is really good.
Okay, that's good to know. I think I have to stop watching these Star Wars shows, man.
Yeah, I'm done with that shit. I'm enjoying the
boys. Except The Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's the only one. You're right, man.
But that's new. It's new. It's not an older character.
Yeah.
It's a new character, a new environment. Well, not a new one, but still.
Logic win.
Oh, shit.
Is anyone watching Ms. Marvel?
Logic wins. We didn't even see Moon Knight. That's how far we've been.
Holy
shit. Fuck that shit.
Wait, it already came out. There's a film like a couple of years back.
Moon Knight?
No.
Oh, no, Ms. Marvel.
No, it's Captain Marvel.
That's the marvelous Ms. Maisel.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yo.
I'll ask you after this.
the dramatic pause.
Right, exactly. Oh,
man. All right. Manny, you got anything to plug?
Nothing right now. I guess like I got the notification that I will be at C2.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't got any table assignment yet, but it's all paid for, and I'm going to be flying out to Chicago in August. Unfortunately, this is at least early right now. I also got the notification for New York Comic Con, which I will not be at.
Those dirty motherfuckers, man. Yeah, I saw that tweet.
Yo, man, been going there since 2007, and wow. I was still.
They said no.
Nope, they're just like, nope, we're did our little research, and unfortunately, you're not going to be going.
Wow.
Well, here's the thing, and this is this is just like wrestling, man. If you're not putting asses in seats, they kind of like, at least this year looks like it's going to be a lot of people, and I feel like what they're going to be concentrating on is to try to get more people to go to the show, especially since last year they didn't. New York Comic Con was fine, but it wasn't like
amazing. It was a ghost town last year. It was
so
bad.
I feel like being that now people are a lot more, want to get out there a little bit more now. They had their vaccinations, all that good stuff. Everybody wants to get out and do stuff. So I feel like that's probably what happened. You focus on having, superstars to get people inside the building as opposed to just the, I worked on a bunch of stuff. I have probably a lot more credits than a lot of these people that are sitting in there. But at the same time, I'm not top of the food chain. So I can see why I was dropped out of an
NFL. I can't see that. I said we boycott that shit.
Well, yeah, Barry Burton has already started the hashtag.
You already know.
I mean, Barry Burton
starts that shit every year,
Barry Burton is just looking for reasons not to go.
Yeah. Well, Manny, if it makes you feel better, I probably am not going to go either because that's not my beat anymore. I don't cover that shit.
You don't do that stuff. I mean, the thing is, like, New York Comic Con's, that's the local show. It's in my hometown. But,
it's crazy because Manny and I have been going to that shit even when we were just civilians, since it started.
So it's interesting again because I've gone pretty much every single year. Whenever I started getting tables, I started, going. So unfortunately,
even when you weren't doing tables,
you were there too.
The company that you worked at, you were still there.
Yeah, I was there with Aspen Comics when I started doing that sort of stuff. So yeah, I've been going for a while now.
Yeah. Yeah, ever since they started.
Pretty much.
Remember that first year, like when it was all like they just had us like downstairs, it was all crowded because there was like little room. They had Dan Didio from DC Comics apologizing to people personally and shit. Mm. It was crazy, man.
Yeah, it was overcrowded, but I mean, I got to meet some pretty good, cool people. I had this one Spider-Man poster that I got signed by a bunch of Spider-Man artists, some who aren't here with us anymore.
Yeah,
so which was pretty nice. But yeah. So we'll see. I'm on a waiting list on that, thanks, but we'll see what happens. No harm, no foul. I'm not like annoyed about it, but I wonder everybody if they, else look, see, everybody wonder, else seems to be annoyed.
Yeah, I wonder if they could change it, because I remember 1 year they denied me, and then Tatiana, she tagged them and whoever organizes them on Twitter, and then they were like, "Oh, we made a mistake," you know. So maybe I should get her to, you know, yelp and you know on your behalf, because she knows people that work there, you know.
I mean, I know the guy who runs the Artist Alley, but I also know the pecking order. You know, I'm the Brooklyn brawler of the industry. You know,
they call you in when there's nobody else left.
They call me in. You know, they call me in to make the, you know, to do a squash match. You know, make the Undertaker look good, take the choke slam really good, do a job. Then you know, maybe I'll get a push every so often, you know, but not anything, not enough to
here's a fun fact, and I found this out from watching that Young Rock show. His first match for the WWE was against a Brooklyn Brawler.
Well, Young Rock is a little bit iffy.
At least that's
there's some fake shit that happens on that show.
I'm sure, but he's saying his first match was. I was like, oh, I didn't think that, but
hanging out with Andre the Giant at their house. I don't know about that.
I don't know. Yeah, that's the other thing. A lot of heart to heart moments going fishing with Andre. Sounds cool. Don't know if it's true. The man is dead. So I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Also, since we're talking about comics, rest in peace to Tim Sale. He passed away this week. Very sad. He gave us, you know, I guess his most popular thing is Batman The Long Halloween. But he also gave us Hulk Gray, Spider-Man Blue, Superman For All Seasons. Great artist. Here's a fun fact. He was the artist, like, in the first couple of seasons of Heroes. It was his art that you saw. What's his face do? Isaac, I think the guy's name was. The artist dude. Like, that was Tim Sale's art that you saw. You know,
it's so weird because that guy was not very old.
No, he wasn't. He was not at all. Mm-hmm. So it's just weird to see like comic book artists die so young. You know, it's like a thing. You know,
well, it is in manga as well.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's interesting, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, like the guy who created Berserk was fairly young. He's in his 40s.
Yeah,
40s, 50s. Yeah.
How old was the Conan dude?
Robert E. Howard killed himself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He blew his brains out. He was 36.
Yeah, I remember
him. But he wasn't a comic book guy. He was an author. But yeah, crazy, man. What's up?
If we're indulging in off topic questions, I want to ask Tony a question.
Okay, sure.
Did you ever get YouTube Premium?
Oh yes, it's been clutch. No, okay. No ads, man.
I got grandfathered in from when it was red. And I have the music and everything, and they kept me at the $9.99.
I'm surprised you didn't say anything in our chat.
I did, but you ignored me. But it's okay.
You told me to shut up and move along.
I was like, I'm in it too, and I gave the thumbs up. Yeah, because I had it a long time. I was trying it out when it was still red. When we're doing for Copa.
I remember YouTube Red. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was doing all that, and they were doing package deals. They also had, and all that stuff, and then. Then eventually they switched to premium and they did all this shit. But then they sent me, I'm like, you know what? We're going to make a lot of changes, but we're grandfathering you in forever.
Don't worry about it.
So ever since I'm still
rent stabilized, man.
Yeah, rent stabilized.
So you have Spotify too, if I recall.
Correct. Because that was I don't use it for the music, but I use this because of the ads. And people are like, oh, well, it was blockers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't get the ads on the phone.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
And on the TV.
On the TV,
I have my video shield. Yeah, I have my video shield. And so I don't have ads on those, and that's great. So I'm used to it. You get spoiled after a while that you don't have to, and then you bang through things because of that.
Yeah, yeah, because I rarely do this, but I was watching YouTube on my TV the other day. The ads were ridiculous.
Yeah, they're really bad, especially on the TV.
Yeah, on my TV? You know?
On my TV?
It was ridiculous, like, man.
I paid enough for this motherfucking TV. Yeah. Come on, man.
Right shit, man. It is wild.
But yeah, I feel you, man. I've been wanting to do that. I did have, you know, I did use ad blocker. I had to stop using it because for some reason, sometimes videos just stop working.
Oh shit!
And it got annoying. I'm like, yeah,
because watching all those influencer videos is a whole ad, you know?
Is the motherfucking influencers? The whole thing. It's always them. Yep, man.
It's always them. You know.
So yeah, I'm thinking about getting premium, and I heard that they have YouTube Music. But I pay for Spotify, and I'm like, oh,
it's
should
not
I?
A,
it,
well,
no, nah, I like the Spotify app. Fuck that.
I really like Spotify. Yeah.
There is a separate app for the music now that YouTube Music, and it's still not up to par. A lot of the music stuff is that's available on Spotify.
So. Interesting. Yeah. Cool.
Good stuff. All right, man. Yeah, I think we are done. So thank you guys for watching tonight, hanging out in the chat, talking all that shit. Always good to see that. Make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and the Twitters. And obviously Discord, where not only are the conversations always popping, but where we get all of our show notes from. So thank you for that. You guys make the show come to life. Throwdown, as usual, is on every podcast app on the planet. Throwdown Show, that's two words, Throwdown Show. You could find us on throwdownshow.com to listen to past episodes. That's the MP3 versions. And if you've been watching us on YouTube and you enjoyed the content, make sure you hit like, subscribe, and be hit the bell to be notified of when premieres go up. Sometimes they don't go up, they go up on time, sometimes they don't. You never know. It's always a surprise.
Anything could happen on Throwdown.
You know? By the way, if you know how Bobby Kotick pretty much escaped like shit, Vince McMahon's gonna get away with everything too.
He knows he's gonna, because that's the thing. He did the proper thing. It sucks, but I mean, they signed disclosures and he did a big payout.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Yeah,
people are bitching, but it's like you're not hearing the person who retrieved the $1 million, $3 million, whatever it was, bitching about it. It's just other people trying to get their nose into the business. And it's like, oh, come on, let it go. He already did it. He gave a payout and they signed a disclosure. Don't talk about this shit.
Yeah, that's it, you know.
That's it. This is what the rich folk do. And then they're digging in dirt. They're like, oh, he cheated on his wife. Well, they haven't been together in years. They're living in two different locations. They're pretty much separated, but not doing the divorce because of all the paperwork.
Yeah. Makes sense.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, people, links to everything Throwdown related down below. Once again, I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight is joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Have a good week, everybody.
Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Brian Majoma.
Every day I wake up and I thank God I'm not Ezra Miller.
Oh, dude is a mess. Did you hear the new shit that's going on with him? We had babies and shit, bullets in their mouth. Like, this dude is nuts, you know?
That's every day, man. Every day.
Arrest that motherfucker already, please. For the sake of the children's, you know? Yeah, all right, people. Stay safe. Stay away from Ezra Miller, man. We'll see you on Sunday. Later.